I'm grateful that the court ended the case against me, which was a prosecution based on malevolence and incompetence.
This investigation of the president was corrupt. The FBI and the Department of Justice were politicized and weaponized. And in my opinion, there are only two possibilities: that you were deliberately corrupt or woefully incompetent. And I don't believe you were incompetent.
This case mattered to me personally, obviously, but it matters most because a message has to be sent that the President of the United States cannot use the Department of Justice to target his political enemies. I don't care what your politics are, you have to see that as fundamentally un-American and a threat to the rule of law that keeps all of us free.
Did any FBI agents or confidential informants actively participate in the events of January 6th? Yes or no?
Sir, I can't answer that.
I know that Donald Trump will probably come after me again, and my attitude is going to be the same. I'm innocent. I am not afraid. And I believe in an independent federal judiciary.
Well, what I will say is that everybody knows that James Comey lied to Congress.
On May 3rd, 2017, in this committee, Chairman Grassley asked you point blank, quote, "Have you ever been an anonymous source in news reports about matters relating to the Trump investigation or the Clinton investigation?" You responded under oath, quote, "Never." He then asked you, quote, "Have you ever authorized someone else at the FBI to be an anonymous source in news reports about the Trump investigation or the Clinton administration?" You responded again under oath, "No." Now, as you know, Mr. McCabe, who works for you, has publicly and repeatedly stated that he leaked information to the Wall Street Journal and that you were directly aware of it and that you directly authorized it. Now, what Mr. McCabe is saying and what you testified to this committee cannot both be true. One or the other is false. Who's telling the truth?
I can only speak to my testimony. I stand by what the testimony you summarized that I gave in May of 2017.
So your testimony is you've never authorized anyone to leak. And Mr. McCabe, if he says contrary, is not telling the truth. Is that correct?
Again, I'm not going to characterize Andy's testimony, but mine is the same today.
It's as clear as day. And this judge took an unprecedented action to throw these cases out to shield James Comey and Letitia James from accountability based on a technical ruling. And the administration disagrees with that technical ruling. We believe the attorney in this case, Lindsay Halligan, is not only extremely qualified for this position, but she was, in fact, legally appointed. And I know the Department of Justice will be appealing this in very short order. So maybe James Comey should pump the brakes on his victory lap.
Well, the Drudge Report, the Democrat Party mouthpiece, has the headline, "Bondi blows it. Comey and James cases dismissed by another one of these globalist judges," the same ones that have said everything Trump's been doing is illegal, like arresting illegal aliens, and of course higher courts then override it. But it's a lot harder when a criminal case gets dismissed by a judge.
Did the FBI do these investigations by the book?
No.
No question.
No question.
These FBI records about the burn bags came to light during the criminal prosecution of former FBI Director James Comey. These burn bags contained records from Mar-a-Lago, January 6th, and the FBI Russia probe.
Someone has access to those different cases, a very limited source.
So limited source or a very senior person.
Right.
Is the fact that there was an investigator level briefing for journalists at the New York Times?
That is highly, if it's not illegal, I don't know what it is.
Lindsay showed the receipts that Kash Patel and Dan Bongino found, including in the burn bags inside of a skiff inside the FBI. They were trying to destroy this evidence, and Cash and Dan found it, turned it over to Lindsay, and Lindsay filed her response to Comey's motion to dismiss for malicious prosecution.
The CIA warns the FBI, and then at the same time, they're applying to the National Security Court using information, which is opposition research.
Right. You can ruin somebody's life by just open investigation on them.
The globalists have most of the courts. They have the big corporations. They have a lot of the brainwashed young people. They have the universities. They don't have the mind of the average person anymore. But to them, they all feel insulated. They can just, as a mob, move against us in different ways, and that they're going to be victorious in the end. I can assure you that it's not going to go the way you think.
Hey, Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats and the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
White hatred that has taken over this country and is part of this communist agenda to destroy America and Western civilization with it. Now, you may not know how that's connected to the communists, but I will help you understand, okay? One of the biggest ideologies that came out of the Frankfurt School, thanks to Herbert Marcuse, who was the father of the sexual revolution, was this idea of victimhood. He inspired this coalition based on victimhood. Whether you were Black, gay, Jewish, or a woman, he preached this ideology that any one of these groups was a victim of Western Christian culture, the quote-unquote patriarchy, because you were being ruled over by white Christian men and you didn't have quote unquote equal rights and the ability to do whatever you wanted. So he preached this ideology of victimhood. And this is why you will often see communist ideology in America being very closely connected to race ideology, the color revolution, if you will, right? And they're preaching this ideology that because you are a victim, you have to throw off the chains of your oppressor. And anything you do to get that freedom is okay. Because after all, your oppressors are enslaving you and they're using violence to do it. So you should be allowed to use violence to do it back. Okay? So now what we're seeing is blatant violent attacks on random white people. Even white women, actually, it's a lot of white women, right? Because it's easier for predators to attack those who are weak rather than those who are strong. And there's a complete justification of it with the way that the justice system treats them. So we've got an example here. We had Barry Washington Jr. Let's pull up that first link, guys, from Too White to Tweet. Go to that. Okay. There was a shooting in 2021 in Oregon where a drunk Black man attacked a white man and his white fiance. And the Black man was shot by the man he attacked. And Barry Washington Jr., Barry Washington is the one who got shot. Excuse me for a second. Ian Cranston was the guy who shot him and ended up going to jail. Okay. So here we've got, you guys should check out Too White to Tweet. He's pretty awesome. He's always going down these cases that are happening, these situations where white people are getting attacked. And it's usually by a Black man who has a prior record and has been let out of jail 45, 70 times, whatever, and no one cares. So what happens in this case is Barry Washington, the Black guy, gets drunk at a bar. He hits on Allie Butler, that's the white girl. Allie tells him she's not interested. Washington pursues her outside, continuing to make unwanted advances. This is when Allie's fiance, Ian Cranston, this guy, tells Washington to move along, she's taken. And shout out to Ian Cranston, right? Because you might look at this guy and go, oh, he's just a nerdy white guy. Turns out he had a spine, which is what they want to take away from you. So Ali Washington begins recording at this point, and that's when Washington strikes her and attempts to knock her phone away. And then Washington lunges at Cranston. This is after he's already violently assaulted him. And Cranston shoots a single round at Washington in self-defense, killing him, right? So what does the anti-white justice system do? Of course, none of us are surprised by this. They charge Cranston with second-degree murder, okay? This shouldn't be shocking. Look at what happened to Daniel Penny on the subway when he was trying to neutralize a violent, mentally ill black guy who had been arrested already multiple times. He stopped a threat. He wasn't the only one. There was two other guys involved, by the way, and I think they were not white. Neither of those guys gets charged. He gets charged. So the case wasn't going to get anywhere because you had photo image, you had witnesses, you had everything. But they still did it to send a message to you. Don't you dare try to stop the violent criminals from destroying you and destroying your society, because if you do, you're going to go to jail. Remember, the purpose of a system is what it does. And the communist system always seeks to arm and embolden the criminal while arresting and oppressing the law-abiding citizen, because the law-abiding citizen is actually the threat to the communist system. The criminal is no threat. They can use the criminal for the purposes they want, the destruction of the existing order, so that they can come to power. And then once they come to power, they can round up the criminals then and do whatever they want with them, which is what they always do. Okay, but the law-abiding citizen, the patriarchy, the white Christian nationalist focused government is a problem because they won't allow the communists to come to power. Okay. So anyway, they find the Cranston guilty on both charges and they merge them into a higher first degree manslaughter charge. This is insane. There should be a revolution in the streets because of this. Okay. The judge, Beth Bagley, refuses to inform the jury that in the state of Oregon, Ian Cranston had no duty to retreat. So she withholds information that the jury would have needed to understand why Cranston did not have to run away. Which, by the way, why do we have to run away from someone who's attacking us? As if that's going to save our lives, right? Because they want you dead or in jail, right? And if you fight back, they're going to put you in jail. So in October of this year, the appeals court reversed the decision because Beth Bagley withheld that information from the jury because she had a mission. And so while Ian Cranston remains locked up, he is awaiting for the state to either reject the initial verdict, which will result in another trial, right? Or restoring the original verdict, which would mean he'd have to be in jail. But he's spent already 4 years in jail. Okay, so this is disgusting. This is disgusting. Okay, now he's not the only one. We're having examples of this every day. Let's go to the next link, everyone. In Queens, the district attorney, Melinda Katz, and if you're wondering if she is, yes, she is, successfully pushed to have Charles Foner, a 67-year-old white Queens man who has no prior arrests or criminal records. She had him sentenced to 4 years in prison after he shot and killed a would-be mugger who had 15 prior arrests. So what's going on, right? What is going on? Oh, well, Charles Foner, 67-year-old man, was walking down the street when a mugger who has been arrested 15 times previously accosts him on the street. So he shoots him. He ends up killing him. No, Charles, you're not supposed to do that. You're a white man. You're supposed to allow yourself to get stabbed to death in the middle of the street. We're going to send you to jail. Why? Because the communists have taken over your justice system and they want to see the total destruction of the white man and everything he's built so that they can come to power and further destroy everything. Okay? So this is the stuff that there should be a revolution in the streets for, folks. Okay. And you might say, okay, well, he was arrested 15 times, but that doesn't mean he couldn't have changed. And he was just robbing you. What's the big deal? Which already, you know, that just shows your brainwashing. Well, let's take a look at a recent case. Let's go to the next link, guys, two links over with Keenan Peachy. Okay. Bethany McGee, 26-year-old woman who was riding the Chicago train, was doused in gasoline and lit on fire by a man who, I believe, from if I read correctly, had 70 prior arrests. 70 prior arrests, okay? She has 60% of her body burned, okay? This is horrible. Well, we're praying for her to pull through and for God to heal her so that she can actually, you know, get some kind of life back, but she will be traumatized forever. And in case, you know, maybe you're like, she was a racist and she deserved it. Well, it seems that she had this picture up on her social media, the Black Lives Matter, I stand with Black people, as all young white liberal women do, because they don't want to be targeted and attacked. And they think that if they put this sign up, like the lamb's blood on the door of the ancient Israelites, they will be spared the angel of black death coming to their door. But what they don't realize is the angel of black death does not care about whatever markings you make and signs you make. They care about the skin you wear, because that is the true marking of whether you are guilty or not in their minds and whether they can target you. And we live under a system that has emboldened the black criminal to attack the innocent white person under the pretext that they must be guilty of this heinous crime of racism because they're white. And I've been told that all white people are racist. What a load of shit, folks. Poor Bethany, right, became the victim. Her Black Lives Matter sign did not spare her. And right now, we don't even know if the guy who did it is going to go to jail, because they're already arguing for the guy who brutally murdered Irina Zarudsky to be treated for mental illness. Listen, if you're too mentally ill to not know that you shouldn't light someone on fire or you shouldn't slit someone's throat, then you're too mentally ill to exist. Okay? And so you should be facing the death penalty. For the communists to hijack our system and our empathy and use it to let the criminals go back on the street so they can continue killing, murdering, and raping. Okay? I said what I said. So that's what's going on. And we've seen, you know, we're seeing this happening all around now with Shiloh Hendricks being charged for disorderly conduct for calling someone the N-word. I thought we had free speech in this country. I thought you could say whatever you wanted in this country, right? As long as you didn't violate certain things like threatening someone, or, you know, saying, you know, there's screaming fire in a movie theater, for example. But I thought we had free speech. Turns out you don't. Okay, so whenever they want to wave the Constitution at you, when you start calling for deportations and the arrests of criminals and the death penalty, and they wave the Constitution at you and say, no, see, protected rights. No, because of the amendments around naturalization and anchor babies, you can't do that. It's in the Constitution. We would have to look at the First and Second Amendment, which are enshrined and are supposed to be sacred, and say, hey, you can't arrest someone for saying the N-word. I don't care if it was a quote-unquote autistic Somalian, which it wasn't. It was just a Somalian kid who was being used to steal things. Okay? You could point to that First Amendment and say she could say whatever she wants. And when they came for our guns, you know, after all the orchestrated school shootings, you could say, sorry, it's in the Second Amendment. And they'd have to respect it. But the Constitution is just a piece of paper without enforcement, and they use it to bludgeon you. This is why I did not agree when people were protesting Jimmy Kimmel. That's right. First Amendment, I don't give a fuck. Because you know why? They don't care about the First Amendment, right? Do they care about the First Amendment when we're telling jokes that are anti-trans or anti-gay and they're calling the places that we're supposed to play it and getting us canceled? Do they care? No. So if you don't care about my right to free speech, I don't care about your right to free speech. And there is no, what about the principles? You're not dealing with principled people. You're dealing with communists. You're dealing with genociders. You're dealing with people who are destroying your society. You cannot have a level playing field with demons. Period, the end. That's what it is. And you guys need to wake up and realize what time it is instead of walking around thinking we're going to have the right decorum and we're going to talk the right way. We're going to follow these rules, because when only one side is following rules of engagement and the other side is doing whatever it wants, guess who's going to win? Guess who's going to win? Not going to be you. And your kids are going to get raped and murdered. And all your rules of decorum aren't going to save you. So that's it. Okay? What else? So we'll just, here, let's go to this end wokeness tweet, where you can see how acceptable anti-white racism has become. Okay? In this video, we see a black woman openly bragging that she overcharges white people. Let's play that video.
I love to overcharge white people and organizations and do pro bono work for black orgs. And that's just me being very blunt. I will give them ridiculous rates, and then I'll have like a nonprofit or a black org or somebody doing some work, and they'll be like, I've only got this much money. And I'm like, keep it. A white person just cut me a check. Let's do this for free.
Okay, that's disgusting. And, you know, it's interesting because the people surrounding her don't really seem like they're like, oh, yeah, that's cool. I think she's expecting to get a lot more support for that. But it should also be known that she's, I think, dating. I saw a picture of her with a white man. I think that's her partner. Isn't that interesting how these super anti-white people of color are always in a relationship with a white person? Isn't that interesting? You know, AOC, right? Don Lemon, even what's the Somali pirate? Whatever her name is, she should get deported, right? They're all always with a white person. Huh. So interesting. I thought you hated white people. Why are you dating them? It's mentally ill. So here she is. She's openly bragging. She thinks it's totally acceptable and cool, you know, which is so interesting, because if it wasn't for, this is just, it just goes to show you how insane this is, right? Because first of all, if it was businesses, she would not have anybody to cut her checks. And if it wasn't for the white people overpaying her, yeah, that's AOC's guy. right? Ginger, you can't get any whiter than that. But she's always talking about the white man, okay? No problem there. if it wasn't for the white people who are overpaying her, she wouldn't have a business. How is she going to run things for free for black people if there's no white people funding her business, okay? So this is why I encourage white people to work with your own, okay? Work with your own, be friends with your own, be community with your own, because no matter what you think, at the end of the day, black people are extremely race conscious, and so is every other group. Just white people aren't, because, you know, we have empathy and we extend it to everyone, but it's being wiped. All right, let's do something a little fun. A little fun. I made a video about Akash Singh and his wife embarrassing him. If you guys haven't seen this, Myron Gaines basically blew up the way that Akash Singh's wife totally embarrasses him and the way that he is a simp, because he's over here talking about how loyal he is to his wife, how much he loves his wife, and then his wife is going on podcasts talking about all the sex she had before she was with him and how she misses that, and basically how she doesn't respect her husband, right? So I made a nice video breaking this down on YouTube, going play by play on their videos, and it was taken down, get this, guys, for bullying and harassment. There was no bullying. I didn't insult him or call anybody words. I just simply pointed out that what was going on was not good and that Akash should get out, and it was taken down, which makes me think that maybe the crew of Flagrant has some kind of connection to YouTube where they can put this in, because I appealed it and they still kept it down. Now, maybe I thought maybe I was being a little bit paranoid, except that Crack Amico made a diss song, which I'll play in a second here, and his too was recently taken down for bullying and harassment. And he also did not have any kind of bullying. He's done these songs. He did these songs about everybody, but somehow this one wasn't acceptable. So something's going on, and because the Flagrant crew seems to not want us to talk about it, I'm going to talk about it, because I'm not going to be censored, okay? If you want to censor someone, Akash, you should censor your wife, who's out here making a fool of you, because she doesn't love you, okay? But here we go. I'm going to share this with you guys. Here's a Crack Amico song.
A lot of stuff you guys say in general, I think is stuff that's kind of childish. I'm coming from a sit-to-a-bit. All right, bro. Can we roll up?
I was popping my... and living my best life in these white boy frat houses, and I had a roster of guys that I would rotate through.
When you're trying to give your honey every sandwich, but I'm flavoring my cash money. Show it's all out here for G. When you find out that you're woman for the street, is it really worth the price of the shame? You give the scout got this crazy parody. In my eyes, I done seen some crazy things from these jeans. Guess the members didn't know how they arranged it. Say his name, I'm repealing to a red dot, headshot, dread stock. Never seen this type of thing. Culture slipping, need to stop the ticky tocking. Clock is ticking to that hole. Drop a phone, hit the kitchen. Some drop a special, full of some hat bits. Ironically named it Gaslit. This to the gas pump. Your dad is. If you want to keep your head strong, that's it. That shit, I hope you ride. Turkey was savage. No more buying them Birkin bags when they come with baggage. They was trying to hold your craft. She was with the frat kids. They was cussing out of that. Why they playing mad? And man, I ain't trying to make you mad. I hate that this happened. Time to take off on your carpet. Gotta drop the jazz, man. That's what happens when you go 30 years of life and never get none. Looking like a boot on me, you need to be a simp, son.
All right, Bola. We'll stop it there. That was a fire song, lyric, looking like a poo don't mean you gotta be a simp, son. Yeah, Crack Amico got him with that song. I mean, look, Akash, okay, no hate. We're just trying to help you because your wife is using you and embarrassing you, and you don't know because you're Indian. And this is my olive branch to the Indians, okay? My olive branch is that he's given everything to. Yeah, thank you guys. Thanks for letting me host today.
I'm making this announcement on Friday, November 21st, 2025. And this is the biggest sale in the history of our sponsor, Bigly, thealexjonesstore.com, with the very best supplements, widest selection of Patriot apparel. Right now, until next Friday, you can get any of the incredible supplements, ultramethylene blue, the Irish sea moss, the Shilajit, the bovine colostrum, and they're all the best, the turmeric, the list goes on and on. Where you get one bottle of whatever supplement you want, and then you can pick any other supplement you want. So you can buy a supplement that costs way less than one of the other supplements and get that even more expensive, more, quote, high-end product because it has more ingredients free with it. This is a massive deal. And every day we're running flash sales that change each day on top of it. We're doing this because we know a lot of you have been on the fence about the products. You've heard the rave reviews. We know if you use them, you're going to love them. It'll be a customer. so some of these are a loss leader. We're also doing it for the fans that have supported us so much, so you get a better deal. But bottom line, we're fundraising right now. The bad guys are very close to shutting down InfoWars. They have the state receiver in. They're setting up an auction sometime in the next month. I'll imagine it'll be like the federal auction where they don't let good guys try to bid. I'm not accusing of anything wrong yet, but we're just going to see what happens. Let's just say this. I don't have any faith that good guys will keep us on the air and be allowed to bid. So I expect we'll be shut down by the new year. But that's okay because we've got the auctions network. We've got all these new systems thanks to your support that have been set up and even more being built. But that's why the support is so critical at theauctionstore.com, because it doesn't just fund InfoWars as we fight to stay on the air, but the new infrastructure. So it is critical to take action. Again, I don't own theauctionstore.com. I don't own the Auctions Network. Bigly does. And so I'm just going to work there to be the news director, and we're going to continue on. And they can attack me till the cows come home, but we are going to continue to fight. The only variable of myself and my crew staying in the fight, because we'll never give up, never back down, never give in, we could give out, is you supporting us while you get great products at the same time. So now's the time to take action. You see the crescendo of the forces of good versus evil just rising against each other, as it always does historically. We're in this major time of change, the fourth turning. The Democrats are calling for open civil war, saying Trump's a tyrant, telling the military not to follow any of his orders. This is a time we need to stay on the air. Whether it's InfoWars, the Alex Jones Network, you know the coordinates, you share them everywhere. You take the clips, you take the articles, you take the video links, and that will change the world. But to keep us on air, we need the money so we sell you great products that really work. So it's a symbiotic relationship. Just like a good restaurant wants to have good service, high quality food at reasonable prices. So you want to come back, there's a line out the door. The restaurant with nobody going in it shuts down because they have crappy service. You just got to come into our restaurant. You just got to come in and try the Ultra Vaseline Blue or the CMOS or the other products and see how great it is. And that's why we're saying buy one bottle, get any other bottle you want free, and other huge discounts right now at thealexjonesstore.com. This is the most critical moment in InfoWars 28 years. These are great products, so take action now. Action is the essence of victory. That's why we've come so far together. You're the reason the InfoWar has existed. It will continue on despite a URL. Because I am the InfoWar. You are the InfoWar. We are the InfoWar. We are telling the truth and taking on their lies and winning. And yeah, they're striking back. And boy, we're in the thick of a big war here. But you can see they're losing. To paraphrase Patton, if you're tired and you're hungry, you've been fighting for days, just know this, the other guy you're fighting is even more tired and more hungry. So punch and fight that much harder in the InfoWar. Take action now. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And God bless you all.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Right now on TheAlexJonesStore.com, you get buy one, get one free for any supplement. That includes our incredible Ultramethylene Blue, either the tincture or the capsules, as well as the Shilajit gummies, the Colostrum Plus, the Bovine Colostrum Plus, the Irish Sea Moss gummies. I mean, there's a lot of really incredible stuff. I'm here in studio with Patrick Byrne. I know you're a big fan of the Ultramethylene Blue. Right now, that's buy one, get one free. All supplements, buy one, get one free. It's the Black Friday, came early, mega sale at thealexjonesstore.com. Plus, we have a new deal. It's the Hat of the Month Club, where you can sign up and get a new hat every month, which is very fun. Of course, Christmas is coming up, folks. It'll be here before you know it. So do your Christmas shopping for the Info Warriors in your life. Patrick, you still all hopped up on Methylene Blue?
I am. I pilfer a bottle every time I come. You guys pay me in Methylene Blue. And right. when it's been more than 60 days since I've been here, I run out, I will absolutely notice within a few days. A few days, my life goes back to being a little more lethargic than I should, wanting to sleep in. And it's not like speed or something. It isn't something. It's just you feel healthier.
It's like a clean, smooth energy. It's not coffee where you're sort of jittery. It's just like, you just sort of, it's like putting super gasoline in your car rather than the regular stuff. It's subtle, but you notice it.
You do.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Another word, another time, in the age of wonder.
Another well, 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 hosting the War Room today, Rex Jones and Tim Tompkins. You may have heard of me before, you may have heard of Tim before, you've seen my ex. We have a show together called The Gray Area.
Yeah, this is quite the upgrade, man.
Yes, we're super happy to be here with y'all tonight. We wanted to tell y'all the story of really how we got started and what we've been doing, and go over some news and some crazy stuff today. How are you feeling, Tim?
Dude, I'm feeling fantastic. Yeah. Very welcoming here. Everybody's been super nice to me here at the studio. And right. The first time I was here, it was a little bit more grim, but today seems to be like a better tone. So,
dude, well, we love it. And this isn't tape. This is live. So, you know, this is Tim's first time sitting in the studio. This is my first time actually solo hosting a show. Of course, I got my co-host here.
Yeah.
But, you know, as a kid, it was always my dream to do a show. And growing up here, seeing how it was done, getting to be a reporter and getting to do guest spots, I always really enjoyed it. But I knew, you know, I didn't want to ride the nepotism wave too far. I didn't want to push for something that I didn't deserve. And at that point, I felt like I hadn't really put the time or work into becoming a great host. And now, like 5 years later, after being in business and after watching, you know, the evolution of the COVID era into the second Trump age, it's really time to get back at it. And now we got that life experience. And that's why me and Tim are doing our show, The Gray Area.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting how this whole thing kind of played out.
Right.
Rex and I just met on random chances at a random...
Yeah, we met at a bar.
Mutual friends just invited us. And we hit it off that night. And then essentially, I think you were just telling me about, like, you were thinking about doing a show.
Right.
And I was like, dude, let's just do it. Like, we already knew that we had great chemistry.
Right. So and I was talking to you about work, and I was like, man, you know, we have all this business stuff going on. We're both entrepreneurs. We're both working. I really want to do a show, and I'm tired of not doing a show. The place I lived like 3 or 4 years ago, I set up and built a whole studio, and it was really cool, but I never used it because I was like, it just doesn't feel like the time.
Yeah.
But, you know, with the election and everything that happened after it, I mean, I was really galvanized and I really supported Trump in 2024. And I believe you did as well. Explain a little bit of your political awakening.
Yeah. So my story is a little bit interesting. So I'm the new guy in town.
Right.
I'm not native to Texas.
Damn Yankee.
I'm from New England. I'm a Connecticut. I'm a New York, Massachusetts guy.
Right.
So I had a little different upbringing than most other people, where I kind of lived in like two different worlds.
Okay.
But for me, when you're talking about awakening, it was really this whole COVID idea.
What happened?
That awoken me. So during COVID, I was in college at the time. And during that time period in New York, you had Cuomo that was in charge. And at that time period, I believed everything that was on the news. If you guys were not in New York or California, but specifically New York, it was like a how do we describe it? It was
a psychological warfare.
It was psychological
operation.
Warfare. I saw exactly right. What it felt like to do mass brainwash on like a giant scale. And I fell privy to it. I mean,
right.
When they came out with the mask mandate, I was doing what everybody else was doing, man. I was slut shaming people. It was like, you know, the Salem witch hunt trials. That's what it felt like.
Right.
It really
right.
felt like.
And now you're sitting here in the InfoWars studio. Isn't that crazy? And how, like, in a couple or a few years after you have things happen, like you have to take an experimental shot for one, you have these things happen to you and you realize, hey, this system is not correct. And then you come down south, right?
Yeah. And the thing is like, family's been Democratic. Right. Most black people are vote blue. I mean, it's like 90
overwhelming.
Plus,
yeah, overwhelming, like 90%.
So I was just part of the system. I mean, I didn't really have any other ideology when I was growing up. But I think what really made me shift everything was when the news of everything that started coming out after the whole COVID situation.
Referring to what? What news?
Surrounding specifically the vaccine, man. That was the hardest thing for me. So if you were in college during this time period, it was mandatory that you had to. You absolutely mm-hmm. had to get a shot if you wanted to go to classes, if you wanted to hang out with friends, if you wanted to do anything that involved being on campus. And the worst part about that is I thought I was just doing my part to help society.
Right.
And they're telling you, you don't want to kill granny, do you?
Right, literally. Like, this is what we talk about on the show. And then Chris Cuomo says, you don't want to kill grandma. And then he goes and sends the people with COVID to the nursing homes and kills thousands. Like, this is on record.
It is. And the biggest thing for me was I didn't get any of the other side of the aisle or any like the real news, because they came out years later saying under this trial, Zuckerberg came out and he explicitly said this: the Biden administration was forcing us to censor COVID-related topics.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And it's mainline news now. And that's why, you know, and we talk about this a lot on the Gray Area. We talk about just how extreme the environment has become and how far people are polarized now. People act like, oh, we live in a vacuum. We woke up and X is like 4chan now. No, there was deliberate censorship to the craziest level ever seen for like 4 years, right? They lied to the public about COVID, lied to the public about Ukraine when it started, all of these things that people just simply didn't know about. So when people were given the opportunity with platforms like X or Rumble, they jumped at it now, which is why we see the crazy environment we're in now. So you're someone that was really, you were woken up. And we talk about this.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, we talk about this a lot on InfoWars, just over the years, over the decades in general. People get woken up when they feel government oppression and government tyranny for the first time. And you were someone where you were like, yeah, you know, I'm a normal guy. I'm a smart guy. I'm going to school. The system should want to protect me and things should be normal, right? No, instead they put you through a ringer. They put you through some kind of system they build. And in fact, all the promises of, hey, you take this shot, you won't kill grandma. It stops transmission.
Well,
stopped transmission.
It wasn't just that. They said, okay, if you take the shot, you won't transmit it. You won't give it to other people. That was a lie. They said that, you know, the rate of which, like, you could actually contract it, that also was
misled. It was all cooked.
So the biggest thing for me wasn't even just the whole vaccine movement. It was everything that came after from 2022 to 2024.
Right.
When they pumped $6 million into the economy, everyone felt that. I felt that at home. I used to be able to go to Walmart. I used to be able to buy
trillion,
groceries.
Right? Huh? You mean trillion, it was, right?
Trillion. Sorry. Yeah. Not even billion. Trillion.
You can't give them that much credit.
The most that you would ever see across the entire system. And I think the part for me was when I went into Walmart and I'm like, okay, look, I could get this basket of items and it would probably cost me $20 to get like 10 different items. Now I go in there and it's like $100 for the same things I would have bought at that time. And I'm like, I didn't sign up for this.
Right.
And then I see all the stuff with Ukraine and all the money that was sent.
$300 billion, more and more money all the time. That's
100%.
Right.
100%. And it was just mind boggling. And it just felt like we were getting closer and closer to World War III.
And it felt like you were being wronged, right? Like, this is something you talked to me about. You were like, look, when I was up there up north and I was watching the TV and just seeing the death numbers.
Yeah, it was the death ticker. You go on CNN, they don't show it now, but during that time period, you saw on the right-hand side of that screen, it was a timer. It was like a ticker, death clock, death clock, death clock.
And that got you.
Yeah, it was like, it got me. I was like, that's the fearmonger. That's that is the part that made me feel a specific way.
And like, what was the moment when you realized, when you like woke up, you're like, hey, I got to get out of this system?
Oh, man.
What was it for you?
What was it for me? I think the moment that it was for me was when I saw Biden deteriorating.
Right.
And just like.
So like really like that debate for you, maybe?
It was the debate. I think it didn't just hit me all at once.
Right.
It was a culmination of things. And they all just started stacking up on top of each other.
Right.
It was one thing after another. And the polarization actually probably was the straw that broke the camel's back in this situation. Okay, here's the thing. A lot of people talk about this race issue, black, white, black versus white. Look, I have a very unique perspective on this. I was raised in a town in which I was the only black person in my entire grade of 400 people in my graduating class. I was around rich kids. I also have family that was in poverty. Like I've seen it all. I've lived in both worlds. My issue was when all the stuff like George Floyd, Black Lives Matter,
right,
I saw the solidarity that was coming around it, but then I saw things that came out after the fact of what they were doing with
it's
the
all
Black
fake
Lives
and they used the
money.
Issue to just steal
yeah,
money from
man,
people.
It was insane. I saw the fact that they had bought like the $6 million house.
Oh, all of them, yeah. All of them buy massive houses, expensing everything for themselves. 100%.
There were people that she was paying her own family members, which you're technically legally supposed to go and have that go through a board. And they just claimed like, oh, we were just ignorant of the fact. Mm-hmm. And it just like, she was paying them like $1 million for this and $2 million for consulting fees. And it was like, dude, that's not what the money was for at the end of the day. The
right.
money was to be able to push the agenda of whatever that narrative was.
Right.
At the
even
time.
Even if you don't agree with it, they like they're supposed to follow through with the objective of what the people donated for. And instead, of course, everything's a grift. And like this is really the theme of the gray area. If we can throw up our podcast page for a second, this is what we talk about on the show. Tim does these deep dives where he spends an entire week doing the deep research on these issues, and we look at the causality, and we look at the meta level argument, the macro level argument as to why all these things have happened. And every single system that we've examined, it's all just massive fraud and grift. Like the doctors, right? You know, for my entire life, really, especially growing up like right-wing conservative, I had the boomer talking point in my head of single payer, private is always better than never have the government take care of you. That's communism. Well, I've now realized that's like saying Israel's our greatest ally. We must give them any weapons at all cost.
Right.
It's one of those things that we were told in order to feel proud about ourselves, but really to rob us and rip us off, right? So if we're the greatest country in the world, why don't we have people able to eat? Why don't we have people able to go to the doctor? And the thing is, why can't people go to the doctor? Well, there's no control on what an actual surgery or medication or anything, a Q-tip, costs. It doesn't exist. They're literally able to make it up. And the insurance company, the middleman, what do? They don't contribute anything.
Yeah.
It's an added cost on the consumer, essentially. And I know you just heard Leonardo Jolie talk about a bunch of crazy stuff, and now we're kind of getting a little left wing on you. Sorry, this is the show. But if you like this and you like to hear these sorts of conversations, go to the gray area and find us. The point I'm trying to make here, guys, is this whole left right dichotomy, this whole bill of goods, this lie that we've been sold, it's not real and it doesn't exist. It's like the emperor's new clothes, and we've been convinced that this naked man is wearing like an illustrious outfit, that he's dripped out, when in fact he's naked and there are no clothes to speak of. And every single system we've looked at, the dollar, we've looked at gold, we've looked at food, we've looked at inflation, all of these things, it's all a scam.
It's
not a real system.
Two sides of the same coin, man.
Right.
And that's the thing that for me, when we started this show, I said, hey, look, I'm now moved to the center. Mm-hmm. I'm a little bit more conservative, but I'm not full.
That's the thing. We're not limited to the left-right dichotomy. We're not the MAGA woo-woo people, and we're not the libtard people. We are the gray area. We're in the middle, really, where everybody is. You know, like, I hold some positions that might be seen as left-wing, like the healthcare thing, right? Like, oh, that's a radical idea, evil commie idea to want people to be able to go to the doctor. And then I hold right-wing positions, like I'm very anti, like, immigration. Whereas Tim is very pro-legal immigration. And there are things...
Legal.
Yeah, and there are things that me and Tim disagree on, and that's what makes our show so fun, is we do these deep dives, we pour over the information, we debate it, and then we have callers call in and debate it, and we've learned so much. I mean, we're at like 23, 24, 25 shows, and Tim, getting into this, you were like, I don't know what to expect, and I was like, look, it's just going to happen. Like, we're going to find our groove. And the groove that we found is having these discussions. I mean, you've learned so much, right?
Every single time I spend hours of my time doing these deep dives on the Sunday shows that we do, I learn something that I thought I knew that I didn't know before.
100%.
And that's the biggest thing for me, is like the history tells us everything that we need to know. More often than not, a lot of these people and a lot of the situations that we're in as Americans and just the politician itself is because we've forgotten and we become like the gerbil goldfish mentality to where we've forgotten what we had done in the past.
No memory.
No memory. You know, the dot-com bubble is the same thing that the AI bubble is today.
Right.
Completely the same situation. So when we do the deep dives and I learn, I'm like, oh, that makes a whole lot of sense.
Right.
But one thing I do want to touch upon, since we're having this conversation, and I've been seeing a lot of things that go around, going back to my original point of this black versus white.
For sure.
I want to speak on this because at the end of the day, everybody wants the same things. And for me, I'm seeing a lot of the stuff, and I'm speaking for, you know, maybe not all of the black community, but I definitely represent a subsect of the people that are not committing violent crimes. It's only 10% of those people that are representing.
It's an intensive small minority.
It's intensive.
Commits a vast amount of crime.
It comes from just generational like gaps of people just teaching their kids the wrong thing, wrong people having kids. Like, I don't agree with people who do stuff like that. I don't condone any of that activity. But when I see the other side where people now get the free ride to just be like, okay, well, I can just be racist to white people. What?
Right.
Reverse racism is a real
thing. Racism.
It's just racism.
Right.
Like they're the exact same scenario. And here's the thing, guys. If you think that just being a minority absolves you from any accountability from saying specific things, that you're completely wrong. I can be racist just like he could be racist. It's
right.
The same. It's the same concept.
What I take from this is really it's another core InfoWars message, just like being woken up or being awake. It's called being pro-human. It's called being like a human supremacist. Like, that's what my dad has called himself numerous times. Like, I am a human supremacist. I want the advancement of the species. I want the species to go into the stars. I want a future for the species, right?
100%.
And the fascinating thing, I don't know if we'll be able to pull this up really quick. There's a phenomenal graph showing the increase in like the word racism used in headlines leading up to and then after Occupy Wall Street. And what you see is that Occupy Wall Street, that Tea Party period of time, which a lot of people that are older in the audience go, of course I remember that. But people that are my age or a little bit older who maybe weren't like politically obsessed, they might not remember it. I remember it. You had a group on the right and you had a group on the left, and they were both upset about the banker bailouts from the housing crisis, mm-hmm. right? So they kind of came together, and the Occupy Wall Street movement was born. The government, the media, the powers that be, the Borg, whatever, they saw that, and they were like, this is the biggest threat to our power, because people are realizing that it really is a class-based thing. It's about class. It's not about race. It's about money.
It's have-nots and have-yachts. I always say that. It's 100%.
And you look at it, it doesn't the top like 0.0 whatever percent own like half of everything?
Yeah. But the macro level argument here is all of this talk about racism, the news clips, the headlines, they're just distractions, Rex.
100%.
All they do is cloud people's judgment to where you're not able to discern what's really happening.
You're angry at your neighbor. You're angry at your neighbor.
Yes.
And I'm not trying to interrupt you.
No, go ahead.
I know you're trying to make a point here. And I agree with it 100%. They want to make you angry at your neighbor. My Twitter feed, my Twitter algorithm, I don't want to see various different like massive fights between different racial groups
so
all the time.
Sick of it, man.
Is that normal? Is that it's just in your feed for a random reason, right?
And you can't escape it either.
No,
I've tried to clear my feed, and the same stuff.
And
just
what they're showing on screen right now, that's not what I'm talking about. That's just like police riot protest footage. That's fine. Like, that's political news. I'm talking about like crazy street fights where people get like killed.
Yeah.
And like, that's the number one thing the algorithm pushes, because it's like you're saying, and I'll let you continue, they want us to hate our neighbor.
They want you to hate your neighbor. And the thing is Rex, just like I had made the point that like 90% of the African Americans like myself who are educated and not doing these wrong things in crime, I can make the claim that most white people aren't racist, and this comes from personal anecdote as well as a lot of other people. It's like, if I go to the left and I go watch, you know, some of the things that happen on TikTok and Instagram,
100%.
They're just like, it's the white man, he's doing everything wrong.
The black devil.
And I'm like, man, when did we get to this point that it's just like, I hear people talking about reparations. I don't know about you, man. I wasn't alive during that time
period. Yeah, this is the thing. It's like the Chinese legal system, like the ancient one, right? Like, your grandchildren will suffer for your crime. Look, We live in an egalitarian, pro-human, supposedly constitutional republic society. We need to act like mature adults and realize we need to take care of each other.
100%.
And it's the hating your neighbor thing that we're talking about here. The reason why they want that, they don't just want chaos. They want chaos so they can lord over on the top. And the people that lord over on the top, people say, oh, it's the Jews. Oh, it's XYZ, the Chinese, whatever. It's everyone that's got the money, the power, and the influence. Even the factions, as we've seen and we'll talk about a bit later, even the factions that don't like each other, quote unquote, they're all willing to play ball and come in for the big win and XYZ and all this stuff. And they love that the working people are fighting each other. Because how stupid is it to go, okay, we're all made in the image of God, right? First off, first thing, Christian, Jesus Christ, Savior. We're all equal. We all have like a defined nature because we're made in the image of God, and we're supposed to over time become in the likeness of God and become more like Christ and just become a good human being. No, that doesn't exist. You're an animal. You're a human animal. You're black, you're white, you're brown, you're yellow, whatever. You're an animal. You're just an organism that came out of the primordial goo. So ultimately, fight. It doesn't matter. Your group out of the primordial goo must be superior. And this is why I have a problem with atheism, because if you take away that divine nature from humans, you should see Christ in every person that you encounter and deal with. Seriously.
Yeah.
And that's the Christian perspective. And like, that's what we're talking about here. It's just sad, isn't it, Tim?
It's really sad. You know, prior to 2016, I was alive long enough to understand what America was like back in the day.
Unk.
You know, I'm not getting to that point. I'm making it there though. I am making it there.
We both
I still
are.
Was
I'm
there for
now,
dial-up. So at the end of the day, I didn't sign up for any of this stuff. And the thing is as I do more and more of these deep dives, I'm just climbing.
Gotta be careful about the swearing.
Sorry. I'm climbing through all of this stuff, and it's just making me understand that all of this is a big smokescreen, and we kind of forget, you know, there are other countries that want to see America tear each other apart.
Oh yeah, that's the thing that
I've seen want. These Chinese, like, I'm not a very big conspiracy guy, but it's been pretty well documented that they have like these farming where people create fake accounts by the thousands, and they just spew out the things that make people
hate each
other. The dead
internet theory. And like, we've seen the memes of the fat Americans that the Chinese made with AI.
100%.
Like, they have a view towards us. They don't like us. And they say, look, we're the oldest civilization in the world. We're like 5,000 years old, or however old China is. All the dynasties, all the history, everything. America, you're under 300 years old. You're a little baby thing. And we're just going to crush you over time by building this network around the world. And what have we done in response? We've made enemies out of the people that should have been our allies. And we've turned people that should have been our allies into our enemies. That is what we have done. And we talk about all of this and a lot more on the Gray Area podcast, like Tim was just talking about. The deep dives. This is what we get into. I'm a geopolitical news enthusiast. I love Dialogue Works. I love Judge Napolitano. I love all of those guys. And that's the news that I consume. Tim has done so many deep dives at this point. Like, you're realizing it really is all about what's going on across the world, not just locally here.
Yes, it's all about what goes on across the world. And while we're sitting here fighting, we're just going, the 50s was our high point. We're just coming down the other side of this
sliding
mountain.
Down the slope.
And it's just disappointing to see, but like you said,
it's
we
coming.
Can cover these things.
The boomers did it. We'll be right back. Thank you for being with us. Stay tuned.
Right now on TheAlexJonesStore.com, you get buy one, get one free for any supplement. That includes our incredible ultramethylene blue, either the tincture or the capsules, as well as the Shilajit gummies, the colostrum plus, the bovine colostrum plus, the Irish sea moss gummies. I mean, there's a lot of really incredible stuff. I'm here in studio with Patrick Byrne. I know you're a big fan of the ultramethylene blue. Right now, that's buy one, get one free. All supplements, buy one, get one free. It's the Black Friday, came early, mega sale at thealexjonesstore.com. Plus, we have a new deal. It's the Hat of the Month Club, where you can sign up and get a new hat every month, which is very fun. Of course, Christmas is coming up, folks. It'll be here before you know it. So do your Christmas shopping for the info warriors in your life. Patrick, you still all hopped up on methylene blue?
I am. I pilfer a bottle every time I come. You guys pay me in methylene blue. When it's been more than 60 days since I've been here, I run out. I will absolutely notice within a few days. A few days, my life goes back to being a little more lethargic than I should, wanting to sleep in. And it's not like speed or something. This is something. It's just you feel healthier.
Yeah. It's like a clean, smooth energy. It's not coffee where you're sort of jittery. It's just like, you just sort of, it's like putting super gasoline in your car rather than the regular stuff. It's subtle, but you notice it.
You do.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fights will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.